How does it feel to represent BYU at this event?
Big, because, you know, BYU has always been on the come up, you know what I'm saying, especially us, our season last year, how it went and everything, so got a little respect this year, so.
Week of media days, they put out the preseason All Big 12 team. We didn't see any BYU defensive players on the All Conference team. Do you take note of that?
I did. I seen it. Don't really got too much to say. So I'm really worried about the preseason, mostly just the postseason. You know what I'm saying? You'll probably see some guys from the postseason.
11-2. How do you look back on 11-2 last year?
There's just some things we could have changed a little bit, but obviously we're coming into this year more hungry than we was last year, so I'm excited to see what we can do, especially with our offense and our defense, us getting a few guys with like Keanu Tanavasa and then Carson Ryan on offense, so I think we could do big things.
You tied for the best record, regular season record in conference play last year, but missed out on the conference title game. Would that be the obvious next step this team has to take?
Most definitely, but really we're taking it game by game, you know what I'm saying? We can't just look ahead to the Big 12 championship. We just got to start at Portland State, so I don't know, if we just stay true and then focus on our playbook and everything and humble and hungry, I feel like we could do big things. So
if you're not looking ahead to the Big 12 title game, you're clearly not looking ahead to something like the college football playoff, but would that also be something you'd be able to feel this team is capable of if things break right?
We have the skill for sure. It's us coming together, you know what I'm saying? I feel like our bond is really strong right now, and I think we could do big things if we just stay true to it and be humble. So
I think you guys had 29 takeaways, if I'm not mistaken, 28, 29 takeaways last year. Is that a fun reputation to have, if you will, as a defense? Is it like just ball hungry?
Yeah, for sure. I give big props to Jay Hill, especially him putting us in the right positions. All of our coaches, we have great defensive coaches. So, I don't know. I'm excited for this year, and I'm excited to be playing another year with Jay Hill. So,
what's something that makes him a great defensive coordinator?
Just so down to earth, and he's just smart. We could be watching film, and he could call the play before it even happens. And it's like just having that knowledge and having someone that has done this before is just like a little bit older, you know what I'm saying, could teach a whole bunch, and I don't know, that's something that really helps.
What would you say about Siale Asara that BYU fans should know this year?
That dude is a freak athlete, and you should be ready to see him this year.
D-line.
Keanu Tanavasa, we got Justin Kirkland who's coming. Our whole front four, three or four are just some dogs, so I'm excited to see what we can do.
It wasn't just DBs, but this team had 22 picks last year, but a lot of that was DBs. How about the secondary?
Secondary, yeah. We never have to worry about the secondary, you know what I'm saying? So especially coming in this year, we got some guys. I'm excited to see what they can do. So
you guys scored some defensive touchdowns last year, and you got one. How much fun is that to flip the script and get in the end zone as a linebacker?
It just takes me back to my old high school days, and I was scoring touchdowns. Yeah, no, it gave me, like, that's kind of like some stuff that you dream about, and it's like, now that it actually happened, it's like surreal, so.
Okay, a quick word about Kalani Sitake. This is his 10th season as BYU head coach. How important has he been to your football journey to this point?
To me, that's like a father figure. He's always been around. Even my freshman year, I got surgery and had to be in the hospital for 3 days, and he came and see me every single day. So it's not like I even had to really do anything for him. I haven't played a snap of college football, and he's always been there for me. So I love him, and I'm grateful for the type of coach he is. And I trust him, and then especially our defensive staff too. I trust them to get me to where I need to be. So,
finally, do you have individual goals as a linebacker? And if you do, do you prefer to share them, or do you prefer to keep them to yourselves and kind of tick them off if you get them?
Usually, I would keep them to myself, but I would say my goals are just as our team's goals. It's just to get to the Big 12 championship and hopefully get to the national championship. So,
Isaiah, great chatting with you. Thanks. Have a great season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.